go back. Do people see the motion again?
Yes.
Great, thanks. Okay, so we're now ready to go on to motion two. And I want to thank again everybody for going through the process and all the comments that came with it during the first of our two motions. So I'm going to quickly show the motion. I will show it again before it's time to introduce it. But the motion is with regard to voting, debate, introducing new business, and addressing old business, other than as required under California law for the ABC, all conference business meetings will have identical rights and authorities. This grew out of a recommendation from our report saying that the conference passed, suggesting that the conference pass a motion stating that delegate voting and consideration of new and old business may occur at all meetings of the conference. This will clarify and formalize the standing of all conference meetings. So I want to walk through a few of the key issues here. If you don't allow voting at all meetings, and as I'll show in a minute, this is actually at the heart of why we created QDMs in the first place, then too much work gets crunched into the ABC. And as we see, it takes very little time before 2 days in May are not enough to do everything that's required. Secondly, the 2022 motion, which I'm going to show in a moment to create QDMs, was unclear on voting authority. It certainly was intended to allow voting to be spread over multiple meetings, but the silence in how that motion was worded has created some uncertainty. And I think, honestly, it's actually limited the right of the conference under the concepts to exercise their authority as the voice of the fellowship and the last word on large matters of policy. So getting clarity would help everybody, just have a shared understanding. Thirdly, some issues really just simply should not wait another 9 months. If there's urgency, having clear voting authority in the summer rather than waiting till next May might simply be good for the fellowship. So we believe that a clear declaration on this point is of value. What are some of the benefits? Motion to spreads the workload, a theme that we talked about this morning, over three conference meetings, making each individual meeting less stressful. Because if you don't get to it today, there's no worry about whether you can deal with it at the next meeting. Motion two eliminates questions about conference authority. And I think that there's just always inherent value in simply knowing what are you allowed to do, what are you not allowed to do. And finally, motion two empowers the conference to be more responsive and timely in its discussions and its decision making. Now, Bill D, I said I would hold off on responding to Bill D, who raised, might there be legal issues raised by that? I tend to think not for two reasons. First off, voting in non-ABC meetings is simply not new. I mentioned earlier the 2022 ABC motion. It said to schedule quarterly delegate meetings of 2 to 4 hours. We've obviously been meeting 4 in these three time periods. The July-August quarterly meeting will handle spillover business. From the very start, back in July 2022, it was used heavily to handle motions that we couldn't get to in May. So there's been that understanding. Also, any motions approved in May or at any other meeting, you require voting at the next meeting to do the minority opinion. So there's always been some voting. And I would say probably about a half dozen times over the 3 years, we have actually voted at QDMs. Most recently, in December, this whole fellowship group voting, there was a motion introduced in December. It was approved. The minority opinion happened in February. So if there's an issue here, it's an issue we've had for 3 years, and it has not caused any concerns that I'm aware of relating to California law. But secondly, also, when we concerned how to phrase this motion, we specifically took into account what if there are things that under the bylaws and California law have to be done only at the ABC? Our motion specifically raises that as something where somebody could raise an objection. With regard to voting, debate, introducing new business, and addressing old business, the boldface phrase here, other than as required under California law for the ABC, all conference business meetings have identical rights and authorities. What does this mean? It means instead of preemptively canceling all voting, including the types of motions we passed many of over the last 3 years, which would effectively cripple the QDM. So it would put us in a posture of inviting everybody together 3 times a year and saying, glad you're here to talk, but gosh, you can't actually take any actions. Clearly, that seems like a step backwards. What it does is it allows somebody to raise a specific objection to a specific motion. You know what? This thing you want to do now in September under the bylaws has to be done in May. It allows the parliamentarian and the chairs to look at that, you know, so you don't need to cripple the entire structure of multiple meetings to be able to make sure that we items that have to be voted on in May will be voted on in May. So I don't believe there has been or will be a legal issue with this. And if there were, I think we would have faced that already. So lastly, returning to a point we made this morning, the sustainability study believes that motions 1 and 2 do impact each other. We have now decided to move a longer meeting window to overnight voting, but you will be officially voting on that tonight, not earlier today. So we believe that motion 2 clarifies and increases the authority of the conference to make decisions that are its to make under the concepts, but it also adds time demands. So again, if you pass just this without also passing motion 1 last night, meetings could actually be less sustainable because we're trying to do more without allotting the time. And then very briefly, I want to summarize again how these 2 motions support key findings of the sustainability report. They address organizer burnout. We've reduced the number of meetings, making scheduling easier with the slightly longer meetings, or hopefully slightly, reduces delegate overload by spreading the work more equally in all meetings. If all these things had to be voted on in May, we've sometimes had some real marathons. This makes clear we can vote on motions and proposals at any meeting, anytime we get together as a conference. I strongly believe more satisfaction and less pressure because it creates an environment where we don't have to worry about getting the vote done today. We can talk about it some more, vote when we're ready. And we can think before we vote. And then finally, it's simply a more productive use of time. Having the longer time blocks and the expanded authority allows people to line up motions when it's the appropriate time to make it the front burner item. So with that, I think a lot of the issues we talked about this morning apply to this discussion. So I'm going to, as a delegate for VA-092, introduce sustainability motion number 2 for conference discussion and vote, and then turn it over to the chair. The motion is with regard to voting, debate, introducing new business, and addressing old business, other than as required under California law for the ABC, all conference business meetings will have identical rights and authorities. That concludes my presentation. I'll take the motion off the screen momentarily, but if the chair could ask if there's a second.
Yes, is there a second on that motion? Please raise your hand. And CT044, Gretchen.
Yeah, I'd like to second that motion.
Thank you. Okay, the motion has been made and seconded. And so that moves us into the discussion and debate portion. And once again, we will have 20 minutes of discussion and debate, and each delegate with 1 minute of time, and each delegate speaking once. Okay, let me see. And Brad, OK0058.
Thank you. I could support this motion if it were combined with a motion to create conference committees to help spread the workload. Conference committees can look into those issues.
Brad, I really want you to stay on the subject of this particular motion. The conference committees, that is not what is being talked about in this. So please stay on the subject.
Doesn't that relate to a potential alternate motion?
We're asked to vote on whether we support the motion or an alternate version of it.
Please speak on this particular motion.
I cannot support this motion if it does not contain an amendment authorizing conference committees to share the workload. Thank you.
Thank you. TEL 0341, Kelly?
Yeah, thank you. Could you all clarify, Charlie, as you pointed out, there has been voting at QDMs, but initiated by the board. That was in what, December or December, and then in February, when a delegate tried to present a motion, he was told by the chair that we don't have a procedure for that and was denied, yet it had already taken place by the board. So I would like clarification, or maybe it needs to be included in the motion, that we would have the same rights as board and committee and committees, and that it would be approved by delegates, not just board and committees, whether whatever was being presented, such as a motion by a delegate, was okay to do or not. Was that clear? Same rights as board and committees, in other words. Thank you.
CAN 311, Kat.
Hi there. Thank you for your presentation. I had a question about for the QDMs that have been held so far, is there any number, kind of comparison, how many delegates participate in the QDMs versus the ABC, just to get an idea of the difference?
Yes, Charlie.
I'd be happy to answer that now, or I'll hold off on answering questions until people are done commenting, but I can answer that question when the time comes.
And TX131, Denise.
Hi, this is Denise. I am thrilled about this motion, because when we originally voted on it, that's what I thought we were doing, is to be able to extend. So to me, this is like just a correcting, and it just seems to me that, you know, if everything passes, we'll be able to have some real, you know, time of discussion and then vote, and it just seems so much more efficient and less exhausting for everyone. So I thank you all for bringing this forward. Pass.
Thank you. Thank you, Denise. And I guess seeing no one right now, Charlie, if you wanted to answer a question.
Yeah, that was actually a great question from Kat. I'm glad you raised it. We actually have done way better than people thought. When we created the QDMs, there were a lot of predictions that only 20 or 30 delegates would show up. I would say typically we get about 15 fewer delegates in person for the QDMs and 10 to 15 fewer votes. It's actually not 100% as much as the ABC, but it's easily clear as quorum has been established today. And I can't think of a single QDM where we would have been in danger of not getting the equivalent of an ABC quorum. So the attendance has been strong, and delegates have actually consistently said they support the multiple meeting model. So I think we can anticipate the voting participation, if anything, will get stronger with time.
Hey, thank you, Charlie. CA044, Bill D.
Hi, can I be heard?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm speaking as a delegate today. My group has given me feedback on this, and we feel like that creating a process where giving equal power to the QDMs as to the ABC needs review before it's done. The reason being, I'm not a lawyer. I don't believe anybody would accuse me of being a lawyer, and I don't know the law, but I do know that there's the bylaws currently restrict other meetings from having the power that the Board of Trustees have and that the legal annual meeting that's required by California law. I would feel much more comfortable voting on this if we had a legal review to make sure that, you know, we had votes at QDMs, but the state of California or anybody else is not involved, just us delegates or us ACA members. And I'd feel much better if we had an opportunity to have some legal review done before this gets enacted. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. And was there a point of information?
Yes. WSO point of info. I thought it might be helpful to know, like today we have quorum and the numbers have been 75 and I believe the last number was 66. Compare that to 2024's quorum in the minutes. If you want to go back and look at it, it's 42 on day one and it's 28 on day two. So just as a comparison, and then in the QDMs, we ended up with quorum in their minutes. It's documented there. The first QDM in August was 54. Then we had a 52 quorum in December and then a 63 quorum in February of 2025. So those are just facts and they're all documented in the ABC minutes if anybody cares to go back. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And we'll go back to delegates, Region 5. Josh?
Yeah, I'm speaking as a delegate right now. To me, the fundamental thing that this does is there. So last QDM, I tried to make a motion and it was ruled out of order because motions couldn't be made at QDMs according to the current rules. I think that was problematic. From my perspective as a delegate, there's the conference should determine when it's able to make motions. I think that I, as a delegate, I don't like coming to QDMs and just hearing reports and not being able to make decisions. I can read reports on my own. If we want to get together, I want to be able to make decisions, which means being able to make and pass motions. So to me, the advantage that this gives is making it very clear that the conference has the right to make decisions.
Okay. Not quite sure what happened there, but I think the time was up. Can you give your meeting number? Oops, you're muted.
Pushing the wrong button. Okay. Intergroup 595, Washington State. It is important to do as much business as possible outside of the two-day weekend that we currently have on for the ABC. That precedent was at least done and used in the December QDM and ratified by lack of new voting resulting from the minority opinion stated in February at that QDM. So we already have the example of doing business at QDMs. And I personally believe that that is allowable. I disagree with any prior ruling, but that's irrelevant. The point is to affirm that it is possible. With regard to interference with things that are required of an ABC, the motion is specific about that, quite specific, and says those things that must be done at an ABC will be done at an ABC. Everything else, though, that can be done at an ABC could, if the motion passes, be done at any other business meeting, whether they're QDM or not. Pass.
And IG9, Marilyn? Oh, you're muted.
I think it's a great idea to spread the work out over the year rather than have it all be at one time and make decisions along the way throughout the year. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you, Marilyn. And Web 381, Pamela.
Yeah, hi, I'm Pam. Well, I have been on the board 1,000 years ago, and I am on the sustainability committee as well, and the charter committee. I'm also a board member for the Region 2, and I'm also a board member on my Central Coast ACA Integrated. I just want to make that clear. The whole point of an ABC, the whole point of the quote delegate underlined meetings is so that the delegates can give direction to the World Service Board of what the fellowship wants the WSO to perform for them for the following year. And I just want to get that on the record. So thank you.
Marcus, you're on mute.
Thank you. Yeah, and we have about 7 more minutes in this time. And if that is, yes, IL-172, Veronica.
Hello, Veronica here. I believe that this motion would actually give delegates, board members, trustees, everyone, the voice that I have heard delegates express here in their comments and their responses to other motions. This is, as I am, as someone else pointed out, very excited. It just sounds like this would make it possible for business to be conducted in a much more efficient way. And if this passes, I believe it would be possible to then at the next QBC put in a motion or vote on whether delegates would be able to make motions at QBCs and other meetings. So good opportunity, it sounds like.
Thank you. And Region 6, Corbet.
Hello, thank you to everyone who did all the work on this, and the presentation was very thorough, and I appreciate that. I believe I support this motion and don't believe that there are any complications with California state law for business or 12-step recovery programs, but that this motion can be passed and reviewed by whoever anybody wants it to be to see if it is in violation after, because the next QDM is in several months. You'd have plenty of time. So I'm in support. Thank you.
Thank you, Corbin. There's no more discussion. We will move to the vote. Let's give a little bit more time here. Okay. All right. So we will now move to the vote. Let's see. I don't know if I... Do you have it available to screen share the motion again, Charlie? Or...
Yeah, certainly. Give me a second to do that. Yeah.
I can screen share it if you want.
I think I have it on the screen now.
Go.
Unless I'm mistaken.
Okay. So the motion that we will be voting on with regard to voting, debate, introducing new business, and addressing old business, other than as required under California law for the ABC, all conference business meetings will have identical rights and authorities. So we'll do it in a similar manner to our last vote, with the options of I'm in favor of this motion as presented and want it sent to worldwide online voting. B, I am in favor of this motion but would like minor changes. I am in favor of deferring action to a future meeting. I am not in favor of this motion, and E, I abstain from vote. So, yeah, we're ready to launch the...
Great, I'm going to launch the vote. If the timer could put up a three-minute timer, that would be fantastic. And we're starting now.
Loudly we hail.
Somebody has their sound on.
I downloaded Elevate and took the placement test. The 70%.
About 30 seconds left. Final 10 seconds. And that's it. Okay. And the results are ready. Okay, we have, let me make it bigger.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 73 people that voted. There were 63 of them that voted for in favor, which makes it 86%. So it's going to online worldwide voting tonight, or not tonight, after the meeting. Thanks for everybody that participated.
All right, thank you, everyone. So that concludes.